Pickaxe.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on the path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Hello everyone, welcome back to High Rollers, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast in the world of Erois, run by Dungeon Master Mark Sherlock Humes, with me, Tom, playing Piri Adara, the Fire Ganassi Monk.
I am Chris Trott, I'm playing Lucius Viren Elowin Elenastro, and I am a High Elf Sorcerer.
I am Rhiannon, I am playing Oriah, the Rogue Ranger Orc.
Hi, I'm Katie, I'm playing Ayla, a Wild Elf Barbarian.
And I'm Kim, I'm playing Nova, who is an Air Ganassi, and she is a Hexblade Warlock.
Thanks to our regular sponsor, D&D Beyond, the official Dungeons & Dragons toolset, and NordVPN. NordVPN is the perfect app to protect your data online using servers across the world to mask your browsing. You can also use it to trick providers into thinking you're in a different location, and yes, that does mean Netflix from different regions. Head to www.nordvpn.com/hrdnd or use the code HRDND on checkout to get 75% off a 3-year plan with an extra month free. You can check out both sponsors with the links in the episode description. Do you, dear podcast listener, want to support the High Rollers podcast and make it bigger and better than before? Well, we have just launched the brand new High Rollers Patreon page. For just $5 a month, you'll get access to a load of different perks, including, most importantly for you guys, access to Thursday's podcast on Monday. We're also planning on releasing some snazzy goodies onto the Patreon as well, including custom stat blocks for our homebrewed world and other secret things. You can head to www.patreon.com/highrollers to support us and help make the High Rollers podcast a better place for everyone involved. Anyway, on to the episode. With a procedure in place, the team finally enter the last room in the Midwife's Forge.
Welcome back to High Rollers. The party have just vanquished, or have they, a number of animated weapons within an antechamber in the Midwife's Forge. After a little battle, many goblins lay dead. Mm-hmm. We did decide that Nova would immediately spare the dying on Smeek, so he is stable but unconscious.
Great.
The other goblins are dead. There are 3 goblins, including unconscious Smeek, left. What would you guys like to do?
Can I check that this bow isn't going to get back up again?
How would you like to check that?
Prod it with my foot.
You'll have to make your way up there. You will quite climb up this kind of gravel, because you can see that what appears to be the ceiling collapsed and has kind of formed like this sloped platform that leads up to it. Whatever, there was obviously some sort of room above you that once led down here, but all the columns and things have collapsed. There do appear to be several like ladders, it looks like hastily built ladders strewn about.
In which case, can I change my plan? And perhaps, was Varric around? Vezic, is he around?
You could ask for him. You look around, he's not immediately there.
Can we have some more goblins, please?
We need a refill. We really goofed this up.
You hear from very far back, like, what have you done with all my goblins?
It was a bow.
All right, hang on. You may have 4 more goblins.
Yay!
You don't ask, you don't get.
You just come teetering down the hallway.
Yeah, you literally, like, you hear Vasmak, Balandam, Bukras.
Hold on, I don't think this is right.
Can I go and get this ladder?
Can we not just
prop it
send
up
these poor little goblins to their slaughter?
What? And walk up.
And that's all we're doing. We're massacring poor little green goblins. They don't know any better.
Go on then.
I mean, they
make an attack roll. You have advantage.
Oh, attack roll.
Yeah, make an attack roll. You're kicking the bow.
No, I just
right?
wanted to nudge it.
Oh, you just nudge it. Oh, okay. Yeah, you nudge it.
Nudge what? What's going on?
The bow.
Oh, okay. Sorry, 2 things were going on at once. Sorry, I got confused. I get confused when one thing is going on.
Tom!
Where am I?
Doesn't move.
Come on!
Goblins, go back. Go on, go back to your master.
No. Wait,
why are we sending them back?
No.
We're going to need them when we go
Bring
against the guardian.
They're going to last a second. Like these.
That's fine. That's the second that we don't get killed. I'm sorry. How many times did you get shot by the magic bow?
None, because I hid behind this.
Yes, you hid. Yes, excellent.
But I did hurt the things. But alas, I don't think the goblins helped us.
Well, but I mean,
they were slaughtered.
They're a distraction. Vesic's using us as fodder.
A life is a distraction.
I'm doing no such thing. We are working in partnership.
It doesn't sound like a partner. You're back there. We're in here.
Yes, you're using my knowledge.
Great.
If it was an equal partnership, you'd be here with us.
I didn't say it was an equal partnership. It's just a partnership.
That's why we're calling it out for what it is.
Fair.
Like echo.
Yeah, it's like, fair.
Well, I'm going to keep the goblins by me.
Okay, fine. I'm just saying we might need them when the guardian is so shooting everyone.
Question. That we don't. Can anyone heal?
No.
Heal, no.
Have we got anything?
No.
I got cool. A couple of potions. Would you like
to take a short rest?
I think we should take a short rest.
I don't think we should stay in the room with these animated.
They're destroyed.
I would wonder about that bow. I don't trust the bow.
It would just take some more corrupted lightning to empower it again.
Well, why don't you just whack it a couple times, Ayla, and just be done with it?
It's intact, but you could break it.
I would maybe break the bow.
I'll break the bow then.
Okay, give me an attack roll. With advantage.
Break the bow.
17.
17. It's unconscious. Yeah, I'll say that it hits. Do critical hit damage. As if you rolled a crit.
I guess because it's damage, yeah.
Cocked, hang on. That's a fucking one, so 2. 6 damage.
Wow.
Honestly, kill me.
To be fair, it can't actually... I thought it might wake up if you hit it, and it doesn't actually say that it does. It's just unconscious for 1 minute, so you can just keep whacking.
Can I just whack it?
You just keep whacking until it's broken, and you whack it. For future reference, for Nova, you judge watching this going down, the dispel magic, you suspect, suppressed its ability for a minute. It basically put it to sleep, and then Ayla whacked it until it was destroyed.
Okay, shall we move forward? Should we keep going?
Or? I was just wondering, should we get Scaldi to join us? Or have a short rest?
Scaldi's currently still with the bodies on the wagon.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to stay with the bodies, I guess.
Well, it's just she's a healer.
You take a short rest, though.
But let's take a short rest. I think it's safe.
Please.
In here.
Okay, let's take a short rest.
I'll keep watch.
I think Piri took a fair bit of damage.
Yeah,
I take a lot.
I'll keep watch. I'm okay.
It's only an hour, so.
I'm actually out of hit dice.
I'm going to go look for a ladder and see if we can. Oh, you already did that.
You look over, Ayla's already like on top looking down with a ladder placed up against it.
It might.
I'm going to try and play with the goblins.
What are you going to play?
Just create lights and things like that. And,
just make them chase after.
Oh my god, now I roll well. Yeah. Yay.
Need
The goblins chase around the lights for a little bit of time, but they kind of quickly grow bored of it. And then they start just like looking around the room. Some of them are picking up broken bits of the old weapons, kind of swinging them around.
I'm just gonna back off then.
Yeah. Vesic probably makes his way, sensing that the danger has passed, makes his way and kind of joins you, just standing with you.
As people are waking up and we're getting ready to do the next bit, I'm gonna talk to Lucius.
Okay.
Hello.
Lucius, when we go into this next bit with the forge, were you paying attention to the whole reset process, by the way?
Yes.
Okay. I need you to do something. I need you...
I wasn't listening.
Yeah. Maybe I should ask Araya.
I can do the synchronized twisting.
I was going to ask you to put the power source back in.
Oh.
Yeah. What would you feel more comfortable doing?
Well, I'll do it. I can do it.
You have to put it in very carefully and make sure it's secure.
Right. Well, when I was with Daddy, he always used to make me put his exotic hand-me-down weapons on a display at the end of the year so that all the families that came round to our mansion would see them gleaming. So, and I had to do them very, very delicately. Not a single scratch. So I've had...
And were they secure?
Oh, yes.
Okay, now did you have to do this while a guardian was trying to attack you?
I was attacked verbally and traumatized.
Okay, this is super important.
Oh, I know the I understand the gravitas of the situation.
So I'm going to give you the star.
Okay? Oh, it's real.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Yeah, this is
happening. Not sure I can contain this. No, okay. I'm struggling now. Anxiety's building.
Okay, but I really need you
to... Oh, look, I'm shaking.
Would you rather do something else?
Yes.
Okay, what would you rather do?
I'll look after the goblins.
Okay, I'm going to go elsewhere then. Are you sure?
Well...
Because I believe in you, Lucius.
Oh, thank you. That's very lovely. But I don't believe in myself.
Okay.
Given looking at the...
Araya!
Hello?
Hi. Sorry to wake you up.
Oh, no, don't worry. It's fine.
You know the part where you have to put the power source back into the forge and do it really securely, I think was the word Vezic used?
Yes.
And safe and not die and, you know, probably get attacked by a golem loads?
Yeah.
Do you think you could do that?
Are you sure you want me to do it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I trust you. You are my first choice.
Okay. If I'll do my best. It's a big job. Are you sure?
Yeah. Because I'm going to be working the consoles. Ayla's going to be working the other console. Lucius wants to look after the goblins.
I'll look after the goblins.
It's very good of you.
Yeah. I think you'd be perfect.
I'll take it. I'll do it.
Okay, I pass you the star fragment.
So, Ryan, this is your first time seeing it, I think.
Yeah.
What Nova hands you is this long, slender metal tube of strange, dull grey metal, not like one you've seen before. There is a glass window in its centre, and it looks like you unlock it by twisting it and then sliding it open. And inside, there is being held by a lattice of metal. There is a diamond. Although you wouldn't recognize it as a diamond, when you first look at it, it looks like a star, like a blazing star in the night sky. It's radiating magic. But you can see that at its core, it's a pure diamond, the purest of pure, and it's radiating magic.
Oh, wow. I look at it and I just immediately shut it, wide-eyed. Okay.
Not to add any intensity to this situation, but what you're holding in your hands is a literal lifeline to our dearest friend. So if you treat it with the utmost respect and do the best job you can, we'd very much appreciate it.
Well, I've heard how much he means to you. It's an honor, honestly, to do this. I'll do my best and be extremely careful.
I'm sure you will. Never wouldn't choose you first otherwise.
If you guys are finishing up the short rest, you see little Smeek, his eyes flicker open. He like looks down, checks himself, and he just seems to get kind of sad. He's like, ah, and he kicks a rock.
Oh, he's not
and
dead.
He gets up. Yeah, he's sad he's not dead. He wants to die.
He wants to go to Valhalla.
He wants to come back as a bigger goblin. But yeah, he kind of like gets up and like looks around and is like, ah, 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 like picks up a rock. Like, probably hits himself in the head with it.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
So shiny. So chrome.
Vezic, kind of looming in the back of the corridor, is like, so, are you ready? It's up there.
Sure.
And he gestures to the large double doors that Ayla can now see in this other platform. That leads into the forge.
Okay, me first, doing the console. You next, doing the other console. Araya third, doing the power source, and then both of us together.
What am I doing?
Turning the key. Stopping us from dying.
Do you want to do the key thing? If I'm doing the...
I mean, yeah.
I think Vezic should do one of the keys.
Vezic, are you actually going to come in there with us, or...?
Very well. But I will not engage in combat. Like I said, my weapon will cause... collateral damage.
Right.
But I'm happy to remain behind, and if you become stuck on the process, or if you are struggling with one of the command nodes, I can obviously give you some verbal assistance. But okay. The manual override is near the entrance. I will remain near that.
Is that the one that I have?
You will need to pull
okay.
it. Very well.
Okay.
Okay, team.
If you guys take your miniatures off and take the goblins off, please.
Oh. Oh my. So we've got four gobblers.
Four
and Smeek.
So five gobos.
Yes.
And Vezic. And all of us.
Oh, they're so cute.
Okay.
Did Vesic see the handover of the power source?
I don't know, did he?
He might have.
He was in the room.
Wow.
This is also that's mega light as well.
So
this is the arena.
This is amazing.
The forge.
Oh my god.
He's done a really cool map, which means it's gonna hurt a lot.
Yeah. I love the forgy bits.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool, right? Pass me Piri.
I don't like the size of the dwarf goddess.
Yeah, have you got a different mini?
Nope. This one with the hammer is going to be Vesic, and then place your five goblins in front of you.
Smeek, immediate death.
Smeek would be in front of Ayla.
Yeah.
There's limited space.
And then I'll describe, yeah. Just place them down, and then I'll describe what you see.
See what you see.
We'll just scatter them around.
See what you see.
Scatter them around.
That's cool.
So.
Where'd you get that console?
Maybe I bought it specifically for this.
Two of them died, so we have four.
I want some fights to be very cool.
Spoiling us!
I am spoiling you. So, what you see, the large stone doors that lead from the antechamber, they open up and lead into a long worked stone corridor. Nova, there are elements here which seem familiar to you. Not the same, but familiar. Lines of blue, dull crystal make their way through the rooms, along the floors, along the walls. The stone here is remarkably clean. The lines expertly, sharply cut, almost impossibly so. There is no flaw present. This is the work of such skilled artisanship that it is near perfection. As you enter the main chamber, you see rising up before you a large statue of a dwarven woman, hammer in one hand, chisel in the other, pointing towards you. There is a large round, the best way to describe it would be a table upon which there are multiple runes as well as one large twisted lever that appears to kind of rotate in place. There is also another single smaller lever built into the very front of the console itself, and then runes and buttons and crystals inlaid around the edges. The room then expands out, and you can see that there is a large section in the middle encased within a stone cube. Kind of a perfect stone cube has been formed around. There are lines drawn into the ground which seem to indicate that that cube will come apart. It's like almost like tracks in the ground of where something would be moved along. At the very far back of the room, you can see that there is a platform that leads up onto a platform overlooking the rest of the room. Huge stone columns rising up to the ceiling with torches giving off a very, very faint white light. And then there is a large semicircular console which seems to look down on the rest of the room. As you all step in and your lights or the dancing lights of Lucius's magic and the dull lights of the forge itself illuminate the space, you watch as this giant statue...
Great.
And you watch as black lightning crackles up and down it. Its eyes open with a dark purple flame. Intruder detected. Intruders detected. Roll initiative.
Oh,
damn.
This is cool. Oh, now I roll a natural 20. Great.
So, Ayla.
24.
24. Piri.
19.
19.
What?
Nova.
19 as well.
19 as well. How are we roll?
Lucius.
14.
Checks three times in a row.
19 as well, Araya.
You rolled a 16.
Yeah.
Plus three.
Yeah.
We'll have Piri. Piri go first because you went first last time.
What is
time.
Your actual dex score?
Plus three.
But I mean, what number?
16.
Damn it. Okay.
So yeah, you're exactly the
exactly
same.
I thought you could have been 15.
The goblins will once go at 10. Vesic is here, but I'll roll initiative for him, but I don't think he's really going to be doing much in the combat.
Just thanks, Vesic.
Is he not having to run towards the keys? Well, not the keys, but
he's
the activation.
Next one.
Oh, right.
Ayla, you are the first to react. You can see that this thing, and it's about to kind of come towards you.
So this is the console that I have to
Yeah, Vezic will quickly basically shout like, yes, yes, this is the manual override. We cannot let it come too close. It will disrupt the whole process.
Okay.
You, Air Ganassi, the larger console at the back. That's the main command console.
Got it. Can I then, oopsies, go to the side?
Yes.
And I guess just, I'm gonna, I can't go too far, but I can't let her get to the thing, so.
Well, at the moment, it looks like it's scanning, because there's so many targets, it's scanning the line.
Yep, so.
I'm trying to look really inoffensive, like.
What I'm gonna do is.
Not that it matters, but I'm just like.
Dash to the side and prepare myself. If she comes near me, I will attack her twice.
So you kind of drop into like a combat stance? Okay, it's kind of like scans over, looks over the rest of everybody else. That is Ayla's go. Piri.
I will go to the side with Ayla as well. And I guess, can I just have one ping at it? Just shoot
so
one?
So you just sunbolt it?
I guess I can do that twice.
You can do it twice,
well.
You might as well.
And my intention is to, I'm like yelling at it like, hey, this way.
Hey, this way, over here.
Over here.
Yep.
19 and 23.
Both hit. Piri, it's like flame bolts, right? Because we kind of reflavored it to be less radiant.
Sunbolts,
it's like, you're like throwing fire out of your hands.
Yeah. So 3 plus 3, 6, 2 plus 3, 5. So 11 damage. Could one of them be a thingy? A
stunning strike, I believe, has to be a melee attack.
Melee weapon attack. Yeah. Ah, damn it, okay.
Can't be your sunbolt,
like
sadly.
Nerve pinch.
Yeah, it's like a nerve pinch.
I want a nerve pinch with my fire.
Well, the fire just hits it. So you watch as the statue, it's currently facing away from you, or kind of on its side. One blast hits it in the face, and the second catches it in the arm.
Yeah!
Violent activity detected.
Yeah, you suck!
And takes a first step towards
this way.
Araya.
I'm going to cast Zephyr Strike on myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
It's your bonus action, right, for Zephyr Strike. Nice.
And I'll give myself an extra 30 feet of movement and then move out here. So that's 5.
So it's going to go Araya, the Attendant, and then Nova.
20.
Lucius, actually. So it's Araya, Lucius. It's your next trot.
I'm just going to move out of the way.
Oh, so you're going around the opposite
I'm going around
side
the other way.
Okay, yeah. Nice. And then just that's it?
That's it, yeah.
Okay, Lucius.
Come on, little goblins! Follow me!
5, 10, 15, 20.
Okay.
25.
Yep. Give me a persuasion check. Okay. Whack!
That's an 18.
Yeah, the goblins will do what you say. So on their turn, they're going to follow you.
Excellent.
Okay, is that all you're doing?
Can I tell them not to attack?
No. Hitty.
Yep. Sure.
No.
Okay. You're like, no, this way, follow me, no attacking.
Does that count as a bonus action?
No, I mean, I'd say that that's just, yeah, your action is like you basically commanding them to follow you and not attack.
Okay.
Okay?
That's me.
Okay, no bonus actions. All right, the attendant itself.
Oh, it's really getting up in our space.
Yeah, basically it's kind of, she's like
she's a big boy.
She kind of stands between you and Ayla. Your ready in action will go off. Thank you, Thomas. Ayla, so you get to attack. She readied it if it came near you.
Wow.
Was that 2-1?
No, it was 1-1. Oh. One. And
don't forget you can spend the coin. You just need to declare it before you roll.
You got the 16. Coin. But have fun, that, coin.
16 hits.
Okay.
Yep.
6 damage.
Mm-hmm. So you cleave into it with the Howling Gale, and as the hammer hits it, it just reverberates. You hear like almost like hitting the side of a mountain or a castle.
Oh, rattles all the way through your arms.
Yeah, ooh. It kind of, and you just hear this kind of again, this kind of very soft but very autonomous female voice, just like, "Your attacks will be ineffective. Leave this place now." And then it
begins to bring something down. Uh-oh. It strikes down at Ayla and Piri, one with the hammer and then one with the chisel, as it comes down on the two of you. So against Ayla, that is a 25. And then against Piri is a 16.
Oh, exactly.
Ah, that's unfortunate.
Damn. Did I get the hammer or the chisel?
So you got the chisel.
Yeah.
So Ayla, you're going to take 15 bludgeoning and then 2 lightning reduced to 1 because you're resistant to lightning now. So 16 points of damage. You also cannot take reactions until the start of your next turn. So things like attack of opportunity and stuff like that.
Oh, right, okay.
Little Piri, you take 9 points of bludgeoning damage and 3 points of lightning damage, so 12 total.
Okay.
As you're kind of slammed in the chest, you manage to bring your arms up to deflect this chisel from impaling your chest, but the lightning scars down your arms.
Ow.
And then it stops moving.
Okay.
So after the attendant, it goes to Nova. Nope, sorry, the goblins. The goblins will do as they were ordered and just kind of begin swarming around Lucius.
Aww.
Vezic like will
puppies,
stand.
But way more gross.
It's like Pikmin.
Farty little puppies.
Oh, they're in shit. Cute.
Yeah. And they're just kind of like looking up at you like, ah!
Great job, all of you.
Ah! Nova.
Can I move as far as I can? So it's dash is an action, right?
Dash is an action, yeah.
So can I move 60 feet towards the console going right? 10,
15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60.
And before I do that, can I cast Hexblade Curse
sure.
on the
statue.
Golem, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yep, done.
So as okay. It stands now, everyone but me and Ayla are on the right-hand side of the room.
Yes, and it is now Ayla.
Cool.
You'll go.
Bad.
And you can tell that the machinery here seems dull. There's no life to it. There's no hum of power. There is no sound of anything moving.
Apart from the guardian.
Yeah. So start of your turn, you get your reactions back.
Cool. I guess I'm just gonna... Can
I skirt around so I'm still just like here? Yeah.
So you and Perry on either side of it. Mm-hmm.
To the console.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really want to hit it. I don't know.
Can you do anything defensive?
Everybody can take the defensive, the total defense action or dodge action, I think it's called.
Dodge
it's an action.
Yeah.
Any attacks against you have disadvantage.
Can I do that? Can I just be defensive just
sure.
now
yeah.
until Nova? Yep. Because I want to be in a position where I can get to this.
Get
console.
To this thing. Sure. So you're going to take the dodge action. So any attacks against you, remind me I have disadvantage. Piri.
I was going to do the same, but I'm going to use a key point to make it a bonus action.
Uh-huh.
Patient defense. So I'll do 2 attacks.
Yep.
With my standard, 7 and a 6, plus 6, so 13.
13 misses.
And then, yeah, 12 will miss as well.
Yep.
So neither hit, and then
so
I'll...
You do hit, because it's such a large creature made of stone. And it's this very kind of voluptuous, curvaceous dwarven woman. It's a beautiful statue, like Michelangelo-esque in its detail. But it's completely come to life, and it's bearing down on you. You punch her in the thigh, and it's just like you just hit rock. You're like, ah, and then you swing again, your kind of magically enhanced fist connecting but doing no effect.
Damn it. And yeah, then I'll do patient defense. So 1 key point. And
so
I'm
dodge action. Dodge. Araya, you'll go.
Let's see. So I've got to put the power source into the forge itself. Which part do I need to put the power source into?
You don't know at this point.
Okay. I think I might just stay where I am.
Yeah, you could hold your action if you tell me that you're waiting for something to happen.
Yeah. So when I know the forge is open, I'll move towards that.
Okay, that's your readied action.
Cool.
Nice. Then we have Lucius.
I'm going to cast Lucius's Luscious Light. It's going to get the 20-foot radius, so can I just
okay.
get the spaces that
sure.
encompass her?
Yep.
That just happens.
Okay. Do I roll an effect, or is that at the start of her turn?
It's at the end of your turn. You okay. would any creature that starts its turn there takes 2d6 cold,
mm-hmm.
and... If you end your turn there, it's a dex saving throw.
Okay.
2d6 acid.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's blinded.
Okay.
Right now.
Oh, it's blinded.
Just like.
Great. Yeah. It's you watch as this sphere of blue and orange light erupts near to Piri and Ayla, but not quite encompassing you, and it encompasses the statue. You can occasionally see her arm and things poking out of it, but you just hear like visualization disabled, unable to locate targets, and it's smashing around.
Get out of there!
Cool. After Lucius, it is the attendant's go. So at the start of its turn, it takes what?
It's cold 2d6.
Roll it.
One. Two.
3 points.
So 3 points of damage.
Does that count as your two bad rolls?
Would it?
No, it's damage rolls. Okay. No, it doesn't count for damage roll. You still did something.
Psychomancy would work with it.
Its intelligence is pretty stupid. Yeah, it would, yeah.
Because it's cold damage, isn't it?
7 points.
7 points. Because it's a third level, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Man, psychomancy. Exactly.
You hear something horrific going on inside. You can hear, like, the creature kind of making noises, but how intelligent is this thing? Let's make a check for it. Not that smart. It's going to stay where it is. Instead, it's going to try and make two attacks, both with disadvantage against Piri and Ayla. So Ayla, that was a natural 20 on one, a 3 on the other one. So that's only an 11 to hit.
Nope.
Misses. And then Piri, natural 20 on one, and a 9 on the other one. No joke. So that is a total of 17.
Oh, both hit.
No, it's not two attacks. It's one attack with disadvantage.
Yeah, I know.
So 17, it's just one hit.
Oh, Perry.
Oh, both hit.
So that's going to be 13.
I'm dead.
13 piercing and then 2 lightning damage. You go down?
No. 15. God damn, that's bad though.
13 plus 2, yeah, 15.
That is bad.
That's pretty bad. Okay.
So even though you're ready or dodged, this thing swings so wildly and unexpectedly, you just don't have time to move out of the way. And it swings with such force, it kind of carves the chisel into the ground, and then the bunch of stone that it flings up and the lightning in its body kind of hits you in the chest, sending you flying back.
That's pretty kick-ass, I'll take that.
Nova, at the end of its turn, by the way, I have to make a save?
Yes, Dex.
2.
Fail. 2. Oh, 8 damage.
8 points of damage.
Nice. Acid.
You hear like this kind of bubbling noise coming from inside.
I assume my Dichromancy only works one per turn.
Yes. It's when you cast the spell.
Right.
That's the way Dichromancy works,
okay,
when
so
you
just
cast
acid.
A spell. So any lingering effects on like the second round and stuff, it doesn't have an effect on.
Yeah.
Nova.
How far away from the console?
So 5. In fact, you could go like 5, 10, 15, 20. 25. You'll basically, you can get there within one move.
And then, yeah, can I start looking at this manual override? Guessing it's in common?
So you're going to try and locate a manual override?
Sorry. What is it?
Tell me what you're doing.
I need to initiate the purge system.
Okay, you will need to make an arcana check. Looking down, there are a number of arcane symbols. There are crystals with different lights. This is an arcana check to try and figure out how you activate this particular system.
And would, like, my ability to read all languages help at all?
I'll give you advantage.
Okay.
Yeah. It is written, it's not really in writing, but there are symbols which your eldritch-like power, Tiangong helps convert. It's almost like Tiangong is just helping tell you what does what.
Translator.
Kind of, yeah. So, yes, maybe with written languages. It's not really this is a language, it's more these are functions, but he's helping you, or they are helping you figure out what's what. So, Arcana with advantage.
Wow!
Oh my god.
I'm taking those two as my bad rolls, because I rolled a 3 and a 2.
Okay, it's one check. Even you have advantage, but it's one check. So you failed one check. It doesn't count as both two. It's not failed rolls.
Okay.
It's
but that's a 10 in total.
A 10 in total?
Yep.
Even understanding it, this is such a complex device that you're not sure what is what, and there are clearly there are a number of subsystems based here. Can you roll a d4, please?
Oh, here we go. 4.
4. Can you make a wisdom saving throw, please?
Oh, here we go. 3. I'm going to take my lucky coin now, thank you.
That's just one. That's
because I've rolled three.
It's not three bad dice rolls. It's 3 failed checks or attacks. So you failed the Arcana check and you failed the saving throw. So it's not just dice rolls.
I'll spell the next thing. It's fine.
Yeah, that's what I'm sure you will. You feel your body.
That's gaming it.
You watch as you kind of beep boop beep boop beep boop beep, and then you feel this kind of pulse of magic, but it only hits you. It kind of blasts you around the console, and you feel your body freeze up.
Alpha.
Damn. That's
You're paralyzed.
Bad news bears.
After Nova, we go back up to Ayla at the top of the round.
Nova, what's happening? God damn it! Can I see her from here?
Mm-hmm.
That she's just frozen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not invisible.
Yeah, because she's kind of over the room, so you can see Nova at this console, just like, and you see this flash of magic, and then Nova is just frozen in place.
Damn. That'll do it.
Someone needs to help Nova, who is closer than me.
I might be able to. Okay.
You can run, can't you? Well.
I might be able to on my turn.
Your dice back.
You need someone with magical understanding.
It's not me.
I have a plus seven, but I just roll bad.
It's gonna happen.
I guess I'm just gonna. So is she still blinded by this?
In, currently, while the attendant is in the sphere, blinded. Okay. As long as Lucius maintains concentration.
What happens if you back away from a blinded creature?
Still gets the attack, but is at disadvantage.
Right. Okay. Good to know. I will just continue. I will hit her twice.
Okay.
I'll hit her twice.
Sure. Yeah, you know where she is enough that you can roll.
That was a shit roll, but okay. That was also pretty shit.
Don't forget, you got the coin. You got to spend it before you roll it.
I forgot about it.
Put it like in front of you. Yeah, there you go.
So that's like a 12 to hit for one of them, which is
That's going to be a miss.
And a 17.
That hits. So you swing the hammer into the sphere of light.
I forgot to rage.
You have not ranged so far.
But full damage though.
Bam.
14.
Bam.
You hear this kind of crack as the hammer slams into the sphere of light and you pull it out before the ice and the acid begin to pull at your weapon. You don't see the effect, you just hear this enormous crack. Piri.
While it is in there, I need to get away from it, but I could disengage, I kind of also want to stun it.
It's a hard one.
It looks quite constitution-y, doesn't it?
It is made of stone.
If this attack... He's on not many hit points.
Oh, God. Yeah, you're risking it, boy.
Yeah, but how long does a stun work last?
End of a
it's until this.
No, it's stunned until the end of my next turn.
Yeah.
There's not much point, to be honest, if it's this far away. Yeah, I'll disengage then.
So key point to disengage as a bonus?
Or just as an action.
Oh, you're just going to take it as an action and do your normal move?
Then I'll back up.
Where do you want to go? Down here?
I guess
15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40 you can go?
45.
Yeah. And basically get onto the stairs.
With my bonus action, I'll drink my potion.
Okay.
Regular potion of healing, 2d4 plus 2.
I'll roll that for you. That is a 5, 6, 7.
It'll do.
7 HP. That's Piri's go, Araya.
Cool.
I'm gonna cast Hunter's Sense on it.
Okay.
And see if it's got any vulnerabilities, resistances, and if it's not hidden from divination magic.
Sure. I will tell you a bunch of information.
Please do.
So you know it is immune to the following effects.
Yes.
Poison. Psychic damage. Weapon attacks from non-magical sources.
Okay, that's me gone then.
Charmed.
Charmed.
It cannot be charmed, it cannot be exhausted, it cannot be frightened, it cannot be paralyzed, it cannot be petrified, and it cannot be poisoned.
I cannot write those last ones, but that's pretty much
it. It technically can be stunned.
That's probably like the only thing it could have been.
Yeah. Basically, it is a creature made of stone, and it is not a living thing. It is not a living creature. You also know that its shape cannot be altered in any way. It is immune to any spell or effect that would alter its form.
Oh, it's polymorph.
It's expended anyway.
Cool. Okay, anything else?
Move.
And then I'll cast Slayer's Prey on it as a bonus action.
Okay.
I do have my magic rapier, so I can.
Okay, nice. Yeah, you can do that. Sweet. Okay, so that's Araya.
Just in case.
Lucius.
I see.
We cannot simply just keep hitting it. It will repair itself. You need to get on with repairing the forge.
Stay here, goblins. Stay safe.
Okay.
I'm going to fly.
Okay, so you can fly 60 feet.
I'm going to fly as far as I can towards Nova.
5, 10, 15, 20, 20.
Can I use
30,
the spaces?
35,
like,
40.
Go direct.
Yeah, I'm just counting the distance.
I think
yeah, you can basically get it. You're like on top of the continent.
Nova!
Paralyzed.
Does that count as my movement?
That's your movement, yeah.
I don't know what to do about her, but...
You can have a go at the console. Like,
try the console.
Lucius, looking down, you didn't think you knew about this stuff? This isn't that different to Aetherium technology. There's a lot of stuff here that airships function on. The command console here is not too dissimilar to how an airship's console looks. You can attempt it. It's an Arcana check.
All right. Wish I had a coiny.
Don't look at me.
Who are you? 16.
You look down and you recognize a couple of arcane symbols, things that just innately speak to you through your sorcerer connection. You hit them in order and you hear this kind of hum and a pulse echoes through the room.
Something's happened.
Nova, you immediately are unparalyzed.
Thank you.
Your luscious light is immediately gone. It's dispelled automatically. Any active spell, so spells, are gone. So your stuff doesn't affect it. Hexblade Curse is fine. Yep, that's fine. That stays. Your stuff stays.
Does it?
But Luscious is light. Yeah, it's not a spell, technically. Well, it's an ability.
Cool. Yeah.
So Luscious Light and the hold monster on Nova is gone.
Okay.
And you hear this kind of voice emanate from the Guardian. Cleansing protocol complete.
That's one.
All right.
Next up.
Okay, that was Lucius's turn. Because it's an action to do the commands. Unless
take over, Nova. What do we do next?
The attendant, sensing this, will turn around.
So we get like the Apple Mac sound.
It's actually, Ayla, you're going to get an attack of opportunity.
Okay.
Because it's going to go...
Oh, Lord, she's coming.
It's like...
Oh, it's not super quick.
No, it's very slow.
Oh, Lord, she coming.
Oh, Lord.
15?
Hits.
Okay.
I didn't get it because of y'all.
11.
11 points?
Yeah.
Again, as it's passing, you crack it in the back and you watch as part of a braid of her hair just snaps off. And as it hits the ground, the stone evaporates into dust and smoke.
Oh.
And then you watch as it begins growing back on the statue.
Oh.
That's bad.
Nova. Sorry, the goblins, they do exactly as they're told. They just kind of huddle up
in the corner.
We have to use
and they
them.
Start just... Nova.
Nice.
Ayla, you're up next with a manual override.
Tell me which one I need to... What I need to do.
Ask Bezzet. He's right there.
Anything else, Nova?
So she's coming towards... And she's falling apart, right?
Well,
falling apart and then coming back.
She seems completely unscathed.
Everything we've done.
Every damage you've done is like slowly repairing on her.
I'm gonna cast invisibility on both myself and Lucius.
Okay, you both vanish from sight.
Interesting.
Probably won't work, but
you don't know.
Let's just try it.
Sure.
That's
your turn.
And then yeah, I guess I can't ready an action because that's my
Ayla.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go to the console.
Bezic is like, yes,
which
strong one. The large one in the center, rotate it.
Okay, I will rage.
Yep. So you kind of grip this double-handed, you know, turntable, and you watch as the lightning begins crackling down your arms as your muscles tense. Athletics check.
I'm using the coin.
Yeah.
I will take the coin. Yeah. Advantage.
Wait, I already had advantage.
Then
damn
you,
it, no. Give me the coin back, because I already had advantage because I'm raging.
More advantage.
I'm raging.
Triple advantage.
Oh, that's cocked.
Mega cocked.
That's the same roll.
Exactly. Wow.
It's pretty good, though.
What is it?
Athletics.
Athletics. So 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21,
22, 23. You begin turning, and it's incredibly stiff, and your muscles tense. Ayla's, like, hair crackles with lightning. As it begins to rotate, the actual room itself begins to slowly shift.
Oh, the cube is opening up.
The cube begins opening up.
Oh
cool.
Cool as shit.
Piri, you have to jump back as it almost crushes you as part of it.
That crap.
Kind of like slides back. And this, you see this large circular chamber, like no forge you've ever seen, opens up into the center. Yeah.
Okay, jump
that's
the
your
next
action.
Person.
Piri.
Use the goblins if you need them.
So I'm now behind this wall. It's
yeah.
got no access to me.
Yeah, it is like about 10 feet high, so you can like climb up on top of it and over it.
Can I go round, like off the stairs to the side?
Yeah,
here?
You can jump, do that as well.
Because what I want to do...
What is this middle bit? Is it just a whole...
It's floor.
Oh, it's floor. Okay.
Five,
like recessed floor?
Yeah, it's like a slightly recessed floor.
So it's not lava?
No.
I just wanted to know I'm not that cool. drop.
I did consider making it lava for a short period of time.
Okay. I'm going to run...
Save that for behind the screen.
Yeah. ...to it.
Yes.
Do two regular attacks.
Yes.
And with the intention of stunning.
Okay, have you got, is this like key points? Because it's a key point person.
Well, I mean, is it? It's on a hit, isn't it?
Yeah.
So oh, yeah, I'll that's see true. If I hit first.
Arms are sweaty, monster.
16 plus 16 6, hits. So 22, and then yep. 7, 13?
13 doesn't hit, 16 okay. does.
I guess I'll do the damage. 6 plus 3, so 9 damage, why not?
Yep.
And then I'll spend a key point. Throw. Yeah, Constitution.
DC?
14.
15. Okay. So you reach up, gram, and it just threat detected.
Oh, okay.
And it begins reaching down towards.
And then I'll use another key point to bonus action disengage.
Do you have movement left? Yeah.
Yeah, 15.
Okay. Yeah. So you just like, nope, and then you just start running away. Orion.
Cool.
Okay. So number three, power source. Vesic, where do I put the power source?
The main chamber!
Okay.
And he points to this now open central console.
Okay. Jump
five,
in there.
10, 15, basically.
Very carefully.
Okay.
Very carefully.
So first, as you reach it and you start pulling out the star, you can see that in the very center of the chamber there is a circular hole that you kind of slide open, and there is a chamber that sets in with a very similar lattice. And it looks like you have to take the diamond out and place that inside the command console.
Okay.
Oh, so it's not like a slot for the actual...
Not for the container. Capsule. The container is holding the diamond.
But it looks very similar.
You kind of... And the smoke begins trailing out of the tube and you can feel this power emanating from it. You reach your hand in. To put it into the thing, I need you to make a sleight of hand check because it's very delicate how it's based in.
Good luck!
You're a rogue though, right?
Oh my god.
This is like you're almost, it's almost like the reverse
like
of a pickpocket.
Life
like
in
you're
Orion's
using
hands and it's
tiny
really
hands.
Oh, I was really mean with that. Oh no.
Yeah.
Ooh.
15.
That is just.
God!
Delicately, with your hands trembling, sensing this large creature, and you can hear the attendant kind of turns like. Stay away from the main console. And you delicately place it on, and then as the lattice work wraps itself around the diamond, it pulls it into the forge itself, and the chamber shuts shut. You've successfully placed it in, but you can see the attendant is about to come towards you,
okay.
And this dark lightning is crackling up and down the attendant. And you can begin to see that as the lightning gets closer to the console, the console almost begins reacting to it.
Oh.
Get away.
Lucius. You are currently invisible.
I am. The dispel was just a pulse. I don't sense any lingering.
No. It dispelled any active spells in the area.
Once.
I'm going to cast the Luscious Light again.
Okay.
Because it seemed to put her in her tracks before, so okay. It's going to be right
so
on.
Right on top of there. Great. You still get Dunkermancy, so what's that, 7 points again?
Yes.
Yeah, great. So you kind of summon again this sphere of light encapsulates all around her. Oculatory systems are down. And it seems to stumble around for a second. You're not sure how much time that's bought you. Anything else?
Am I still flying?
Yeah. Hovering.
I'm going to head
You're
back.
At the very top of the room, almost.
Towards the goblins.
Okay. So you can basically get to pretty
kind
much
of
where
like
you were.
Around the corner of the wall, so I can see what's going on.
Yep, like there. Yep, cool. That your turn?
Yes.
Nova, the goblins at the moment have no orders, so they're just cheering.
Oh, Nova, Ezek, I'm ready when you are. If I hit the right buttons, that is.
Vesic is like he's kind of mid conversation, but he's like you, the smaller lever. On her command! Like, you're next to it. You're both kind of next to it. You can see these levers. You, Nova, can ready an action that when Ayla pulls it, you pull the same switch, basically. You can see the same sort of twist and pull device that seemingly is the activation switch.
Okay, yeah. I'll shout to Ayla to
it works
countdown.
The thing is, your initiative has worked out incredible because Ayla is literally straight after you. So it goes to you.
Nice.
So with that, you kind of look at each other across the room.
Well, I'm still invisible.
Well, you kind of look over to where... That's true, you're going to have to
give her
a signal.
I'm going to go on your count, Nova! Either that or drop your spell, because I can't see.
Okay, so you drop the invisibility, yeah. And then you look at each other. You kind of clock eyes. 2, 3...
as you kind of flick it, there is a clap of thunder. You're all knocked to the ground, knocked prone, everybody, as you just fall to the ground.
Do we have to do it to every single... Okay.
But oh my God. Sure, they're doing it. Then there is this kind of hum. Araya, you're kind of blown back as this pulse from the central chamber, as blue light scores up the lines through the gaps of the stone into the ceiling and flows out. The console in front of Unova lights up. The manual override begins lighting up as well. And you watch as whatever dark lightning was around the attendant...
Oh.
And you just watch as it powers down. And it powers back up, but now its eyes are blue and the lightning is gone. Greetings, worshippers of Valena. I am the attendant.
Can I? It's not my go.
It's not your go. It would technically be Piri's go at this point, and until anybody does anything in initiative.
We'd like to use the forge, attendant.
Of course. That is why the forge was built. For attendants, for followers of Valena, to enjoy their craft. How may I assist you?
I think
it
we're
has
good
been
guys.
Some time since my systems have been fully online. As this is all happening,
Bezek, can I get up?
So you are getting up. So everybody starts getting up.
Oh yeah, I think I get up as well on my turn.
Bezek, you pick this up. You've done this.
Yeah,
pick it up.
You pick them all up.
Vezek gestures behind him, and you see two of the goblins, the two remaining goblins that he had, have basically dragged Sentry's body.
Mm. Wait, no, we didn't have Sentry's body here.
No, you didn't. It was left outside with Scaldi.
Oh,
wait, what?
Oh, what?
And Vezek points the cannon down at the body of Sentry.
Here we fucking go.
We had a deal, Vezek!
Yes, we did. I know. Please understand, this is nothing personal. Simply, I'm concerned that restoring this guardian's life force will drain the forge of too much of its power.
I'm invisible.
Is there something wrong? Can I no longer offer any assistance?
We'll... in a second, attendant.
Very well. I will wait 6 seconds.
I'm invisible, right?
You are currently still invisible. I actually know the spell dropped, so you're both visible.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also,
it's very simple. I'm going to do what I require first. Then, what if there is enough power left? Then you may have your friend back.
Can I cast Hypnotic Pattern, the 30-foot cube, on that area?
On Vezek, basically.
And the two
goblins. Yeah, you can. What do I do?
It's a Wisdom saving throw.
Two sevens. And a one.
Oh!
Wow.
Vezek, just his eyes glaze over as this swirling mass of colors evaporates around him.
Can I grab the cannon out of his hand?
Yeah, you just kind of rip it out. It kind of pulls it away from the backpack, but he's just stood there like...
That was my final third.
They're charmed, spell. Right?
They're charmed.
Okay, so he's kind of like, what amazing colors. I've never seen anything as beautiful.
And I will take Sentry's body and get it away.
Yeah, you just pull it away from the goblins.
From them and carry it further away as well.
Smeek follows you.
Put her on
the other
forge.
Goblins stay where they are.
Put her on the forge, quick. I'll put her on the forge.
You place her on the forge. Do you require assistance restoring the Guardian's energy source?
Yes, yeah. Attendant, please, bring her back to life, quick.
Of course, it will take some time.
We've got a minute with this charm.
Can I run over?
Is there something wrong?
Attendant, these goblins have ill intentions with your power.
She kind of looks at you for a moment. I will remove them temporarily. Is there one in particular?
The Vezek, that one.
She kind of looks in for the first time seeing Vezek properly. This one appears to be wearing armor and weapons of Calistarbane. He will be removed immediately. She raises up her hand and Vezek is lifted off the ground and she basically throws him into a chute in the ceiling and he just vanishes.
Please don't harm the other goblins. They're
under his
control.
To be affected by some sort of malady. I will not affect them if you require it.
Can you cleanse them?
The madness has become too far. My arts are in craft, not in healing. The Maiden's Forge would be more likely to assist you with this problem, although I am no longer connected to my sister sites.
Oh, we can work on that.
Perhaps. With regards to this guardian, and she kind of cocks her head, she makes her way to the center, looks down at it, and then you see her eyes rapidly flash. Sentry unit assigned to Solven, prototype. Very well, I will assist repairing this unit. It has been marked for special operations.
Can you tell us more about that?
She regards you for a moment. There is not any classifications or security protocols as to why I cannot. Yes, this unit was originally signed as a protector for the Solven Royal Line. However, since within the last 100 years, it has received a new priority mission to seek out the Prime and take control of the Prime Matrix.
Take control of it?
You're writing this down, right, Kim?
Yeah. I don't know. In red font.
The priority task has been assigned by the Prime itself.
Do you know where the Prime is?
The Prime is located in Solven, in the mines of Volcanoes, in a secret research facility deep beneath the ocean.
The mine of Volcanoes and the blah blah what?
Is there anything else you can tell us about how we can get her there?
I'm afraid that my geological understanding has shifted significantly. I detect that there have been incredible seismic and tectonic shifts in the planet's systems. I'm afraid that my navigational data is no longer operational.
Do you know where the City of Glass is?
It does not register in my database. I am sorry.
Probably a slang term for it or something, or a code name.
Slang.
We have another fallen friend. Can you help?
Is the fallen friend a guardian?
He guarded us.
He's an Arakocra.
I'm afraid that I do not know what an Arakocra is. However, I can tell you that only unsentient life forms, such as guardians, can be restored to life here. I do not have the abilities to restore life to the living. I am sorry.
Do you also have the power to fix Piri's device?
I have a javelin.
How much power do you have?
Restoring the guardian will consume considerable amounts of my power, and it will take some time for it to recharge. However, I am more than capable of fixing your device, and if you have something regarding your magical weaponry, I am more than happy to comply. That should not tax my systems too much. But I will not be able to restore a guardian to life for some time.
Please focus on Sentry.
Of course. I can tell that her outward systems and her armor have also been badly damaged through combat. Would you like me to upgrade them?
Yes!
Yes!
Very well.
Sorry, no choice.
You will need to leave the central area. I will need to close the forge again.
How long will this take?
Perhaps a few hours. I would recommend that you take some rest if you can. It will approximately take 9.3 hours.
And what about the goblin you took away? How long's he gone for?
He will be held for processing. If he has information regarding the remnant and the Court of Shadows, this will be passed to Velena.
Can you share that information with us as well?
Of course.
Can you keep him for maybe a day?
He is an enemy of Erois. I will keep him as long as it is necessary, until I receive orders from Velena.
I like her, she's cool. I'm worried about Scaldi. Yes. I'm worried about Scaldi.
Yes, we should go check immediately.
I've forgotten this goblin's name.
Fezzik.
No.
Smeek.
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 Smeek. Smeek. Smeek. We are your Smeek. Leaders now.
Nods his head.
Do you understand me? I can't speak goblin. Attendant, can you speak goblin? Just a query.
Goblin, race, primarily Starbane's forces. Language, basic. I believe that I can replicate it, yes.
Can you tell them that...
Would you like me Vesic to speak directly to their minds?
Yes, can you... Well, can... Mouth.
Rhianna's just getting too excited.
I think it's going to scare them if it's
yes,
telepathy.
True. Yeah. Can you tell them that Vesic has instructed that we are in charge now?
I'm afraid that I cannot cause any deception.
Ayla, you're already its boss.
I just want to...
Just whack them if they get out of the way. Come on, let's get this done.
Zap them.
Yes, hey, continue. We need to... I'm just saying there's a force of goblins out there, and if we can say we're in...
No, that...
There's not.
You've either had... Or they've either died in battle with you, or they are now in this room.
It's these four.
There was only 12 goblins. Vezic had about 12 goblins.
I thought there were more than that.
No.
These four are mine now.
Hey, okay.
Attendant, should I leave the watch here, or...?
We will need to come to that after I've restored the guardian.
Fine, okay, well let's go check on Scaldi, and...
The forge, it will take me some time to clear out the main paths leading towards the entrance. Do you have a way of accessing this chamber again?
Do we have a way?
The way you came in. Yeah, because you have to go back through that antechamber room, but... Because you can see that there is another route leading out of this building, but it's all collapsed in.
No, we can get in and out.
The main entrance is blocked.
But return in approximately 9 hours.
Nine hours.
Yes. One final question. Sorry, you only just come awake again. How rude of us. Are you aware of dark energy that corrupted you prior to your awakening?
I am, yes. This energy system, I am unfamiliar with it, but it has many various traits to Starbane's weapons. I believe that in the absence of the Forge's power, that since Velena has withdrawn into the Halls of Infinite Resplendence, that I use the dark energy source as a backup system, unwillingly.
So you created it?
The dark energy? No. That has come from nearby storms originating approximately 20 miles. From this location.
Can it be stopped?
I am unsure. I am sorry.
Okay.
My systems are limited to what I can do here in the Forge.
Do you know what creates it?
I am unfamiliar. It has an unusual weapon signature. Based purely on my experience with Starbane weapons, it appears to match that of nature.
Do you know if the power that thing generates is the same as the thing that's currently in the Forge?
She kind of scans for a moment. Different energy source. The source that you've used to reignite the forge appears to be a pure matter, star matter. The dark energy source comes from something different.
Let's go check on Scaldi.
Yeah.
Is Starbane's energy similar to what's in his watch?
The watch on the Fire Ganassi's wrist?
Yeah.
No. This appears to be made by Erosian technology.
Okay. Carry on. Bye.
That's it. Tough cookie.
Very well. If you will all excuse me, and then as you guys have kind of step out, the Guardian steps back and you watch as the whole thing...
Oh, it encases itself.
And Sentry's body is kind of taken into the middle of it with it.
Cool.
Nice.
And yeah, the whole cube just seals up with Sentry's body kind of laying on the forge in the middle.
Does anything happen with like the rest of the room as well? Like
you see this pulse of power, these blue lines like... And the attendant appears to just stand back and close her eyes.
Okay.
Something begins happening in the cube.
We should probably get out of here.
Like,
yeah, let's go find Scaldi and make sure she's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys make your way back outside with the goblins in tow. You find the wagon has been pulled to the side. Scaldi is unconscious. Looks like she was maybe taken by surprise, kind of like knocked out.
Where's Quill's body?
Quill's body is in the back. Seems to have been undisturbed.
Is Scorb okay?
Scorb is tied up. You can see that like big ropes have been tied around his claws.
Oh, boy.
And he's kind of like shuffling around.
Poor boy.
Nice.
Well,
I'm going to untie him and give him some worms.
Okay, yeah, you can untie him.
I guess we can try and wake up Scorb.
What do you guys do? Yeah, you guys want to wake up? Are you going to do anything? Do you want to take a long rest or do you want to like chill?
9 hours to kill. 9.3.
Like long rest.
Yeah. It's probably quite late as well, because you were traveling most of the day. Yeah. This is probably nighttime when you head outside.
Yeah. Can we take a long rest in shifts?
Can we encourage the goblins to go into their weird huts at the beginning?
Yeah. They seem happily like they're not being told to go get themselves killed, and they kind of probably go find some food. And Smeek won't leave your side though. Smeek stays with you.
Because I'm 4 hours trancing and the rest.
Yeah.
I can just kind of docile. Yeah. Can I try and communicate to the goblins that they're free now?
Yeah, you can spend that time. Yeah.
And then...
Make a persuasion check.
Okay, sweet. Y'all just gotta educate them as to what free...
And then what's everybody else doing? Because, like, Nova, you'll need 8 hours of sleep if you want to take a long rest.
I'll do a half.
Mine's the same.
You'll do a half, so Piri's going to be sleeping. Araya?
I'll take a rest.
Take a long rest.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you don't seem to be in any immediate danger. The goblins seem very happy with just
doing what they were doing, which is like throwing sticks around and, you know, maybe trying to kill themselves with rocks occasionally.
I guess me and Lucius can switch.
Yeah, you can go swap out.
Trancing.
Nova.
Oh, here we go.
I've been waiting for this. You lay down. It's been a long day, exhausting day, but there's good news with Sentry's body being repaired. And you drift to sleep. You're not sure how long you've been asleep, but you begin to dream. It's a strange dream. And soon you find yourself in a familiar place. A cavern with a broken gate portal deep beneath the Bright Flame Abbey.
Oh. Oh, that place.
And you hear a voice. I thought that perhaps I should choose somewhere familiar to speak with you again. And kind of emerging from the portal, like he did before, a figure in long, dark armor with a long, dark cape and long, dark hair.
Oh, he's so sexy. That's so
as Callus himself.
Sexy Callus.
That kind of dream.
Stands before you. It was Nova, wasn't it?
Oh,
Vala yes, told me that is your name.
Lordship.
You do not believe in my cause. Do not mock me by fake titles.
I don't know what to call you.
Callus would be a start.
Okay, Mr. Callus.
Vala has asked me to inquire to how you are doing.
I'm fine. Yeah, how's Vala?
She is well. I am instructing her and teaching her how to control her new powers. They are developing quickly.
Is she happy?
I have done everything I can to ensure she has every need met. Of course, she is still learning to understand my situation, my crusade. She misses you and your companions, but I've said that that is the one thing I cannot grant her. Anything else? She has had gifts, she has had room to train, space for herself. When she wishes to be alone, I leave her alone. I wish to see that everything she has, she receives. I have been gone far too long from her life.
Don't suppose she's asked about a dwarf called Arvul?
She has.
Is he okay?
He is concerned at your sudden disappearance, but there is news spreading. I believe that he does assume many of you are dead.
How's your crusade going?
I will not be discussing my plans.
I just want to know if you've taken over, where were we again?
Kaylee's Rest.
Kaylee, have you taken over Kaylee's Rest already?
He smiles and smirks. You think far too small, but then that is not your fault. You are only mortals.
I kind of been thinking a bit, right? So, I've been seeing a lot of technology recently that kind of looks like your technology, but a bit different.
Yes.
And I was kind of just wondering if people maybe have the wrong idea about you.
You're very smart, aren't you?
Not very clever, no. I don't know. I just try to think about things a lot, and then when I think about things a lot, just sometimes some things stick out a bit more than others. And yeah, just the more we've been traveling around this area and the more I see of the world.
He stops you and then looks down. I did not recognize it before.
Oh.
You have made them stronger. Otherwise I would not have noticed. When we first met, it was imperceivable. You carry Tiangong, my old friend. I'm glad that you've found their shards. I worried that Tiangong would be split, for his their parts scattered across Erois from my fallen ships. Not that I don't carry many of his parts with me myself.
Yeah.
But I recognize that power in you. You ask if people have the wrong idea of me. Perhaps. But things are never black and white. There is a mission, something I have to accomplish. Something that mortals would not truly understand the scope of. Only Siaska did, but her nature led me to stand against her.
Does it have something to do with Hadar?
He looks at you and smiles. I said you were quite smart. It does. Zadar is an ancient evil, far greater and far worse than anything you can imagine. It is the black star that consumes everything from the center of this galaxy, and I have given everything to fight it.
Because I've seen a bit of it, and it terrified me.
Good.
And I don't know if I'm, you know, I'm still a bit confused, so I'm not going to say the words like pledge allegiance. But if I could help, that thing can't be here.
He nods. We will speak again. Nova Vija?
Yeah, oh, and you know my family name now.
I know lots about you and your traveling companions. I have many powerful magics at my disposal. Whilst you do not seem to be much of a threat, Valor cares for you, and I am careful to consider all of my options. I will tell you this. Your gods are not wrong about me. I came to Erois to conquer it, to take what its resources it has, to take its people, to put them into my armies, to do everything I can to stop Hadar. Siaska's sacrifice was unexpected and a true loss. I will speak with you again. Perhaps Valor would like to speak to you at some point as well. Sadly, I cannot contact either of your elves. This communication will only work between you. Perhaps some others. The Arakokra.
Okay. Could you tell Valor we send our respects? No, not our respects. That's weird. Our regards, that's the word. And, ask her if she's still practicing her dagger skills. Stab, stab, stab.
I did wonder where her perchant for daggers came from.
Yeah, sorry. And tell her sentries back.
I will. Goodbye, Nova Vija. And I will consider your offer.
And then the dream fades.
Thanks for the star.
You awake, and you remember that crystal clear. It's not like a regular dream which you half remember or things change. That conversation is imprinted in perfect memory in your mind.
Traumatized.
That's the 8-hour rest over with.
I wake up.
Yep.
Have a little breakfast maybe.
Yep. Yeah. Scaldi comes to, offers her apology. I'm sorry, I thought those things were harmless. They brought me food and then the next thing I knew they hit me over the head.
We knew they were going to betray us somehow. I didn't expect them to do that, but...
Yes, I'm sorry. I would have normally fought them off, but they caught me off guard, so...
We were.
Is everything all right?
Yes. We reactivated the forge. Vizek has been dealt with. He's now imprisoned, I believe. And sentry's being repaired as we speak.
Upgraded.
We should go. You should go to her and be there when she wakes up.
We should. We have, like, about an hour left, I'd say.
Something like
probably
that.
By the time we set, like... checked on Scaldi and everything, it's probably been time.
The attendant told you 9.3 hours, so it's not that long.
1.3 hours left.
I don't have my... Wait, I do have my watch. It's broken, though, so...
Yes.
Don't have the stopwatch app installed. It fell out in the SD card.
Wow. Yeah. So, I mean, you guys, if you guys have got anything quick, or you can just go and wait for Sentry, so we can finish the episode with Sentry waking up.
Wait for Sentry.
Yep. Okay. Nose pressed up against the door.
Okay, yeah, you guys enter, and the attendant is kind of powered on, and you can see that half of the kind of collapsed tunnel, she has repaired, and it is perfect stone she's repaired it with.
Wow.
It's like she's chiseled away and has created this, like, new hallway leading towards the entrance.
Hmm.
Ah, welcome. Your friend should be reviving soon. The process has been faster than I expected.
Excellent.
I see you've also been putting the extra power to use to repair the entire forge, too.
That is simply my work. That does not require power from the forge.
Oh, right. Very talented.
Thank you. I was built this way by the goddess herself.
Can you leave the forge?
No, I have no purpose to.
Okay.
Sentry. Sentry. It's strange. It's almost like you were asleep. But, you know, you don't sleep. And you don't dream. But you begin to feel that stirring as if your mind is awakening. You feel a swell of power within your chest, but this is greater than it was before. You feel a surge of energy, and with that energy comes the flash of memory. Memory that you had thought was lost. The last sight as the royal family of Solvin, the Astoria line, are crouching, hiding within the remnants of their palace as the world around you shakes and trembles and rages. Huge, great waves of water, you can hear them crashing outside the building as the stones and roofs themselves begin to collapse. You remember the king looking up, his final commands. But your memory doesn't end like it normally does, it continues. You remember watching the king as he begins scribing a rune upon the ground, a delicate teleportation pattern, as you hold up, as the roof begins to collapse, and you, with your muscles tensed and straining, your armor plates being torn off, holding it up so the king finishes the last of the circle. He just looks up, and just before he touches it, the roof breaks away and a great wave strikes through, and you're pulled away from the family as they teleport away, whisked away to somewhere you have no idea. Your body thrown into the sea, smashed against rocks and debris as Solvin itself begins to crumble. In the distance, you just see Volcanos, a mine of which where many guardians and volcanium, the ore that's used to create many of Solvin's weapon is built, is erupting, lava spilling down it, huge plumes of smoke as the whole world shifts. You are plunged deep into the sea and you sink and are pulled by currents for what feels like days, months, murky blackness all around you until eventually another large blow to the head renders you unconscious. And then you wake up and see Quill. Sentry, for the rest of you, as you're waiting, you watch as the large stone cube opens and a large steam erupts, and standing upon the forge itself, Sentry, made whole, her armor brand new and even more armor plated than before. You can see brand new armor plating all down her arms, her body, her faceplate, any dent or blemish completely gone. And now her core swells with purple energy. And even little Echo floats behind her head. Sentry, you see many familiar faces, some unknown faces before you. And I think we're gonna have to wrap it up there. No, we got 5 minutes. Yeah, you see everyone's faces before you as Sentry.
Hello.
I'm just gonna collapse, just straight up.
I think I would
just
as well.
Just too much.
Yeah.
So you watch Nova and Lucius just like fall to their knees or sit on the floor looking up. The attendant.
I look very different.
Yes, Lucius looks like a fairy princess. The attendant, this enormous stone statue of Valena, kind of stands in front and kind of stands in front of you. Her eyes connect, and you hear in your mind, you hear a, "Are you feeling well, Sentry Guardian?"
I'm feeling very well. Thank
Excellent.
You.
I can report that all of your systems are now functioning.
Okay.
I've also taken the liberty of upgrading your armor pieces to offer better protective services. You will also find that your Echo has been upgraded. It now features a transportation mode.
What?
Okay, can I see it?
Of course. I will commit the mental commands to you now. And in your head you hear a series of commands that you know will transform Echo into a vehicle or a mount.
A mount.
What?
Yes!
Yeah, do you want to activate it now?
I would like to, yes, please.
Yeah, so you watch as Sentry kind of hold your chest out, yep. Right? So you watch as she kind of flexes her arms, her chest glows, and Echo kind of merges with an energy source that's projected out, and Echo's form twists and rotates and transforms and forms into a metallic elk. This huge Whoa. Metallic elk made from metal and wood, just like Sentry is, but with a single gemstone eye, just like Echo, as it lands next and kind of raises its head majestically. And you hear in your head from the elk, because you can communicate with it telepathically, "Hello, Sentry. I am ready."
It's got a voice. Hi.
I'm just gonna get up and throw myself at her.
Can I?
I'm gonna
go up to her and just hand her her axe back and her shield. I've been waiting for
you. Take them. And then I think Sentry hugs you from the sounds of things.
They're going to hug everybody.
Like pulls Ayla in.
Yeah, all the glitter goes on.
Lucius, oh my goodness.
He's just sprinkling glitter all over.
Oh my goodness, so good to see the Sentry.
Lucius, you look very different.
Oh yeah. So getting glitter all over you.
What's happened?
I'm so sorry, Sentry. I'm so sorry.
No,
I'm better. We did it. We worked so hard to bring you back. I'm so sorry. I love you.
It's okay. Where's Quill?
That's a good place to end.
I think that's the point we end where with where's Quill, and then that's where we're going to end this week.
Straight in.
Sentry needs a birdie boy.
Well, it's also because it's the fresh memory, right? Of like he was the
Quill's
first person you saw,
not there,
and he's not there. Wowzers! Yeah.
She's back. One down.
In a long 10 weeks.
10 weeks.
Yeah.
I was pretty happy with that whole episode.
Amazing.
That was a great episode. Great combat. Incredible.
And the map is fantastic. That was such a
job. Cool.
Well done.
Thanks, guys. Glad you liked it.
And a little sprinkle of Kallus too.
Hey. Well, it might be that I found out that there's some things that Kallus can do, and there's reasons that he might want to reach out and speak to you guys.
Stupid Sentry.
Well, there you go.
Rhiannon's looking at Sentries.
She's looking at Sentries.
D&D Beyond page.
Yep.
And clearing the death save.
Yep.
She's back.
Also looking at her brand new higher AC as well.
Oh, man. Ooh. Well, we'll see that in 2 weeks' time for the next episode of Aurorius.
See you later, guys. Thanks for joining us.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to this episode. Remember to check out both D&D Beyond and NordVPN with the links in the episode description. You can also support the podcast on our Patreon page, patreon.com/highrollers. Unfortunately, there's not an episode next week because Mark and Trot are away, but we'll see you in 2 weeks with the return of Sentry and the continuing journey to resurrect Quill. We'll see you then.